Hey, welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth.
And today we are going to talk about one of our favorite childhood toys.
Barbies.
No. Sorry. I use those for target practice. When you get those new Nerf guns, you have to have something to shoot at across the room. And so across our basement, we'd always set up Barbies or whatever we had that was lying around.
Well, I mean, that's better than what it sounded like, because I immediately went to a BB gun.
No. We had like Nerf guns or like little Lego launchers or things like that. But speaking of such things,
yeah,
Legos.
But in all seriousness, Legos.
We're talking about Legos this time. And so we're going to start right off. Seth, if you had, say, like, you know, $500 or $600 and you couldn't buy everything per se, but you could go back to like, you know, your childhood and buy a bunch of like Lego sets. Which ones would you get and why?
Me as a child would not even know what to do with $500.
Well, that's why you as an adult right now has to help guide you. Maybe a little bit more than that, because I mean, if you wasted it all on just one set, then you only get one set.
True.
But you know, that was just kind of thrown out there as like, you can't get all of them. So well, you have to pick some, but which ones would you pick?
Ooh, I think the Lego Mars Mission series that I always found really cool. They had this like tank thing that the astronaut would sit inside that rolled around on treads, and like one side had this pair of pincers on it.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
I don't remember the name of it, but I think either. that was one that I always wanted as a kid.
Do you remember the Ultra Drill Walker thing? It was like those four-legged thing, but then, you know, it had the drill that could go straight down.
Yes.
If you removed the little flying pod and
whatnot.
Yeah. And then they had the base and whatnot. You know what that actually kind of reminds me of? All those Mars Mission sets, they almost had parallels with the deep sea diving sets.
You know, they did, now that you mention it.
I can't remember what that specific genre was called. Like the underwater, deep sea water explorers. What was that? It wasn't Subnautica. That's a game.
That's a very good game.
No, but the old like Aquamarines, is that what it was?
That doesn't sound right, but I'm not sure what it is off top of my head.
Because I know I have one of those sets way back home.
Oh, do you?
It's called the Deep Sea Treasure Hunter. It was a tiny little thing. It was almost like a little water, like not quite a scooter, but a little thing you sit on. It had like two little engines you could swim around with, I guess.
Oh, Aqua Raiders.
Aqua Raiders. That's what it was. I was close. Aquamarines. Yeah. The Aquamarines, the newest army in the color military.
Introducing the Aquamarines.
Along with the green. Anyways. after that detour. So yeah, Aqua Raiders, but like, you know how they had the big base and they had their different subs and they had all the like creatures of attack, which was like almost a parallel to like the alien ships and whatnot.
Yeah.
I guess it's maybe just along a formula or something like that.
But some of them can get a little formulaic.
But at the same time, those sets are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one I would get, Mars Mission or Aqua Raiders. Both of those are awesome.
See, now this is really, really going back. But do you remember Lego Agents?
Yes. Those were awesome.
Those were awesome because they had the vehicles that would like transform and the different bases and stuff.
So I had a program. It's you can still get it now, but it doesn't do anything anymore really, called Lego Digital Designer.
Mm.
Way back when, you could design whatever you wanted and then you could actually like upload it to the site and then they would like make that into a not a set, but you could buy what you had just built.
Wait, really?
It used to be.
I've never heard of that.
And that's what Lego Digital Designer was.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. I never got a chance to use it for that, but then they shut it down because they weren't able to keep up with everything or something like that.
Well,
which is a shame. But you can still find the program. It still works really well. They give you like a whole brick palette. You can build things, and so I go off and find the instructions. Like, you know, on, what is it, brick set or whatever that,
something like that.
And I go find the PDF and whatnot. And I'll just go through it and I'll build digitally as best I can. Now, it doesn't have every brick. Like, it has a whole bunch of bricks that you're never going to use.
Right.
And, like, recent updates, they have more, like, Hero Factory stuff, and you can't find any Bionicle stuff, per se, for example. But more often than not, you can still build. You can build almost anything. And so I've actually built, I built the Volcano base, and I've built the supercar.
Really?
Which is, like, the fifth mission or whatever. And I built the entire huge truck digitally.
Wow.
Which is a lot of fun. And of course, you can't put any stickers on it. You don't have the right minifigures and things like that. You just pick somebody with sunglasses, you know, you have that be your minifigure and whatnot. But I built that entire thing, and it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
So that was my little excursion to Agents. That was a fun set. Did you know, quick side note, that the Agents supercar was the car that Clutch Powers used in the Clutch Powers Lego movie?
You know, I thought that looked familiar. That's really cool.
That's that exact car.
Wow.
He doesn't use any of the missiles, of course, or the ejection seat or anything, but that was that car. And I remember seeing that and like, aha, I know that car.
Oh, wow. That's neat. It's a little hint to the fans.
If you haven't seen that Lego movie, it's a different style than the current Lego movie. Which that Lego movie, like the new one, you know, with the song Everything is Awesome and everything, their animation style is very realistic in the sense that Lego arms, they don't go outwards, they don't bend more than they're supposed to. They follow the strict rules of Lego, and it works really well.
Yeah.
Clutch Powers, the way that that one was designed is that the characters could fall apart, their bodies, like, could bend and everything. So you could bend the knee, you know, the arms could go out sideways and things like that. And
it's,
the head
it's Lego characters,
tilt.
But animated.
Yes.
Instead of stop motion.
And they could fall apart and still be okay because they had, I guess, what was called a creation spark, which means even if their pieces fall apart, they're still can be put back together or swap out torsos or things like that.
Which is a very neat way to explain Legos.
Which I really like that. I wish they would have continued those movies.
Yeah.
I really like the movies. But anyways, getting back on topic, I don't remember any actual sets per se from Clutch Powers, because I don't think they had any.
I don't think Clutch Powers actually had sets,
but
per
they
se.
Did use sets from a bunch of things. Like they used the Agent Supercar. They used, like, the whole beginning section is a rock mining section.
Yep.
One of the things I really enjoyed looking at was all of the castle sets. That, they made their way into Clutch Powers as well. But castle was a cool thing. Like they had flying dragons and everything. But they had, like, you could build an actual castle, which I also built digitally because why not? Castles were cool. They had a chess set too.
Did they really?
In Castle. Have you never seen the chess set?
I have, actually, now that you say that. It's been a long time.
It was huge. Actually, I think they had two chess sets. One that was just like minifigures, but then one that was like this ginormous thing. It was like, I guess, 6x6 squares, but then each little character was on a pedestal, and the pedestal was decorated and everything.
Yep.
And the whole board itself was just ridiculous.
Oh, man.
That's one set I would love to get.
Now, that takes me back. I am terrible at chess, but that would be fun to own.
I'm not that great. I know how to play, and I do decently when I play little like tournaments online against people who are about as bad as I am, apparently. I'm rated about, 1,200 or whatever. It's not bad, but that's one thing I'd love to get is a chess set of Lego. Mm-hmm. Other Lego sets that I really enjoy were all of the old Bionicle sets.
Oh, man.
I would love to go back. The old set of Takanuva?
Yes.
After he became Takanuva?
The original Takanuva set.
Yes, because you can combine that one with Makuta, which is Makuta Teradax, but
the main bad guy.
He was known
Bionicle.
As Makuta because there weren't any others that you knew of at the time. But you could combine those two into Takuta Nuva, which only ever showed up in Bionicle for like a couple minutes before something crushed him and he split back apart into two other people again. But that was such a cool, like, you can combine light and shadow into one character, and it was awesome. And I really want those two.
Oh, yeah.
Of all things. But all the other Bionicles, like, you get those big ones like Hydraxon, which was the guardian of the pit in Towa Mari and whatnot. And you get even the new ones like Matanui himself, I believe, wearing the Mask of White.
Yes.
From
now,
the Barrow Magic
Matanui
series.
Was cool. I really wanted him as a figure.
He looked like an awesome figure. Not only that, though, but you know what I'd love to see that I don't know if they ever actually did would be a 7-foot-tall Bionicle figure of the Matanui robot, which that goes into the lore of Bionicle. Which
so would, one that was to scale, essentially?
I'd love one that was to scale.
That would be so cool.
That would have like 10, 20,000 pieces. Well, if you make them Bionicle parts, it would probably have less.
Yeah.
But that would be
really funny, actually, to see like a normal Bionicle figure and then the gigantic Matanui figure.
And then have all like little Matarang like inside of it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like have its chest open and whatnot? Somebody needs to do that.
So that's a set that we wish Bionicle or Lego would make.
Yeah. If you guys make that, can you please let us test it out and we'll just keep it forever and thank you? anyways, another couple sets that we enjoy, both of us enjoy actually. It's an old series called Exo-Force.
Yep.
Which I don't think it ever had, or I don't think it has a, oh, it does have a parallel now in Ninjago, kind of.
Similar.
Sort of. Because you know how Bionicle is now, like what they make is Hero Factory, which is kind of similar with the same construction style.
Yeah, they brought elements of Exo-Force back with the current Ninjago series, with like the vehicles that they ride on and the dragons.
And there's even one of the vehicles is like a mech suit that is basically one of those Exo-Force things, except not quite. Like the construction's a little different, but it was
I mean, Exo-Force was older, it was a lot simpler, less complicated to build.
But they had the same element, like they had a Sensei character and they had like four characters that were like the main characters with different colors and things like that, which could really describe a lot of things now that I think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you've just described the Power Rangers.
I just described the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And them.
And the old Greek paint. Wait, no, those. That was just the namesake only. No, but the old Exo-Force sets, I actually did have some of them. Like I still have it back at home. I have Sentai Fortress, which is that big, huge, like the orange, like fortress.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
It actually came with Silent Strike, which is that blue battle machine. And then I had a couple other ones that like were of the same timeline. And then I had a couple of the, I think the Golden City set era of those, like the Cyclone Defender. And I think we had like the Shadow Crawler too, or whatever those were. One of them that had a skeleton with it, which was fun.
See, Exo-Force was one of those series that I always wanted, but I never had money for.
Yeah.
Because I was like 10 when they came out.
Right. I mean, if you got the big ones, those were expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, not as expensive as the Star Wars ones, which I'd love to touch on
Star Wars,
in a bit.
Yeah, Star Wars are always expensive.
But like the Exo-Force ones, I didn't get Sentai Fortress. Like, I didn't buy that myself. I did buy a couple of the other small ones myself, but my younger brother and I got Sentai Fortress for Christmas.
Oh,
and it was like
okay.
The best thing ever.
I bet.
Because that set is amazing. It's a huge set. I forget how many pieces it comes with. Probably over 1,000.
Wow.
Which at the time was ridiculous.
Well, it's still saying something. I mean, not a lot of sets nowadays have 1,000 pieces.
Which is just a shame. They split them all up, so you have to buy all the different parts. And
yeah.
I don't know. But some
that's
sets
marketing
that,
for you.
Some
but
of the
anyway.
Sets that do have, speaking of such things as thousands of pieces, one of the newest Star Wars sets, that Millennium Falcon, has, I think, 7,500 pieces in it, and it's the largest Lego set to date.
Well, now, that one was always a big set, because I remember there was another version of the Millennium Falcon that came out around 2009.
I think it was 2007. Well, it was way back when.
It was somewhere in that time frame.
Yeah.
But I think it was 5,000 pieces at the time, and that was one of the biggest sets ever created.
The only thing bigger than that set that I can remember was the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Was that one had like 5,900 and was it 22 or something like that?
Yeah, the Taj Mahal was another big one. I think
that was a creator
set. Wasn't
the
Empire State Building one of the big ones as well, or did they ever release that?
I don't think they ever actually made an Empire State Building. They had the thing in Paris. What is that called?
The Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower. Why can't I remember names today?
Brain fart.
I know. They had the Eiffel Tower, but that was only like 3,000 pieces. But it was
Even
3 feet tall. It was pretty tall. Of course, that's the construction of it. To make it realistic, it wasn't very wide or anything, but it you built up. It was fun to build. I never had one, but I built it digitally.
See, another set that I always wanted was the Death Star.
Ooh.
Because they released, again, around 2007, 2009, in that area, they released a version of the Death Star that had, you could build the entire, like, inside of it with different rooms.
Like, and it had, like, all the minifigures too?
Yeah, there was, like, the tractor
right.
beam room that Obi-Wan goes in. There was, like, the Emperor's throne room as well. And then I think there was the garbage compactor in there as well.
Yeah.
But you could take off the outer shell of the Death Star and just play with the rooms inside of it. And it came with all these minifigures. And it
there
was
like 20 some, I think.
There were quite a few of them, but it was $400 at the time, I did not have.
Which, of course, a slightly cheaper set than that was still a ridiculously expensive one was the original. Well, not the original, but the other Death Star, the creator edition. The one that was meant for display rather than playing with all the minifigures.
Yep.
Like, if I went and looked at the construction of it because I built it digitally. And half of it, you literally just build like the shell. And the inner workings you never see because, first of all, it's dark in there. Second of all, there's no point to it. The other half, you build all of like the construction of like the inner workings and everything, but you build it twice. And
really?
You have it like two halves that are, one of them is upside down, but it fills in inside the shell.
Interesting.
And so you build one shell, like you build one shell like segment like eight times or something. and then you build like a bunch of like half segments where it's like got the jagged edges on one side. Mm-hmm. And that fits around all of these inner working parts.
Interesting.
And it looks really cool. Like it was a lot of fun
to build. It looked really cool in the movie too.
It did. The Death Star is one of the best parts. Not one of the best, but it's one of the greatest. One of the great parts. There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. It's one of the great parts about Star Wars.
In a very controversial movie, but we'll come back to that in another episode.
That's no moon. Oh,
that's also the wrong movie.
Oh, okay. Was it at the sixth movie?
I was talking about Return of the Jedi, yeah.
Okay, yeah. They have the Death Star in there, which that's a little bit off topic, unfortunately. What were we talking about? Legos. There we go. We're talking about Legos.
We will have a Star Wars episode someday, we promise.
We will. other Lego sets that I really liked. You remember all the old like city sets?
Yeah.
All the Lego city. You could buy the like little fire trucks, or you could buy the police cars, or the entire police station
with
like a jail and everything. And those were really fun to watch. Or not watch. Those were really fun to look at in the like the magazines that we used to get because they had all those things. Some of the magazines that I remember, there were these old, what was it, Indiana Jones sets.
Yeah, they had an Indiana Jones, like, parallel character. I can't remember what his name was.
No, but wasn't it just Indiana Jones later?
Mm.
No, oh no, you're talking about Johnny Thunder.
Yes!
He was the old version of, like, because then they made actual Indiana Jones sets for the new movie
they
at the
did,
time.
They did, yeah.
I forget
okay,
which
yeah,
movie that was. But they
Crystal
had old
Skull,
sets that were Johnny Thunder with his assistant Pip and Reed.
Yeah, Johnny Thunder, man.
Those sets were fun. Which, by the way, I only really know of those characters from like Lego Island, Lego Island 2, Lego Racers and Racers 2 and things like that.
I read a bunch of those comics online. Ooh. So I never had any of those sets either, but I did read a lot of the comics of Johnny Thunder because it was awesome.
Oh man, I need to go find those.
They're probably online in an archive somewhere.
I mean, yeah, the thing I just showed you the other day is called Wayback Machine. You can, if you find an old URL that doesn't work anymore, or if it had like a previous version, mm-hmm. for example, Big Idea Fun, which is VeggieTales. There used to be a ton of games on there. But now the site is updated, so the games are all different, and I don't find them to be nearly as fun. So if you go into this Internet Archive Wayback Machine, you can type in the website, and it'll give you days of when like there were snapshots taken. If you go back to like 2006, February 2nd, or whatever it is, you can find the website and still play a lot of these old games. Yeah. Not all of them work, because you have to have the right plugins or Shockwave player or whatever it is. But that's a way to find old websites and things like that. So I need to go back and find like the Johnny Thunder comics, and like the old Exoforce comics. Those were fun to read. Even Bionicle.
The old Bionicle comics. Yeah.
Didn't they have, I don't know if they actually had those. They had some of them online. I remember because I was reading the one with Metoro where he found the Mask of Light.
Yep.
Right as it was about to die.
I have physical copies of quite a few of those Bionicle comics somewhere. They're in a box in my house.
Did you get those with any Bionicle sets?
I did not, unfortunately. The only two Bionicle sets I ever actually owned were the Toa Mata Copaca, which came out in 2002, I believe.
Ooh, the white one, right?
Yeah, the white, the Toa of Ice.
Yes.
And then Tahu, which was the fire Toa, also came out in 2002.
I had Toa Onua, which was the earth one, I believe. Yeah, it wasn't the rock one because that was Pohatu. It was the earth one, which was Onua, I think.
I think you've got the names backwards.
Oh, dear.
Pohatu was the earth Toa, and he was brown. I remember that.
Oh, then
that his armor was brown.
Right. The one that I had was the black armor, which is Onua.
Yeah, that's Onua, and he's the Toa of stone or rock or whatever you want to call it.
Well, honestly, don't remember which one was which. But I have that one, like the really, really old, like in the canister and everything, same as yours.
Oh, you still got the canister.
I do.
Wow.
There used to be like a covering on top of it that you could like slide it around and like reveal different like images or whatever, like in sequence or something to tell the story. That part is missing, but we still have the canister. Which also, we still have a canister of, it's like an old Robo Racers set or whatever they're called.
Oh, wow.
It's like a little Technic set. I forget exactly what it's called, but it had this mechanism where the entire thing was Technic, but if you like released something on the front, you could launch the front wheel.
Really?
And send it rolling. And I honestly, I don't know a thing about that story. I just know that I have one of those old Technic sets. It's like,
I mean, that's still
color.
Pretty cool.
It's like ancient. Probably the oldest one that I actually have, though, is like an Extreme Racers set from way back when. I have the Extreme Off-Road Racer, which is like a little buggy with these huge, thick tires that you can't find anywhere else because they only really existed back then, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't even know, but I haven't found anything similar. Now I've got those like harder plastic tires, but these are like older, like rubbery almost, rather thick tires for the minifigure because it was an off-road buggy.
Yeah.
And he had like this whole racing getup with like the helmet and the visor and everything like that. It was really cool. We still have that. I don't have the instructions anywhere because we probably lost those or what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we still know how to build it. And I found the instructions online a couple years back. I was searching through things and I figured out what set it was and I found the instructions.
But you couldn't find the set itself.
I found the set itself. But I don't have like the physical instructions.
Aww.
Is the problem. The set itself, I don't even know if you can find it online like to buy. If it is on eBay somewhere.
It's probably expensive.
It's either expensive or there's only like a couple listings of it. Because that thing is old. It still has the old tan. No, not tan. It's like the dark gray color.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a new dark gray and an old dark gray.
Yeah.
This one still has the old dark gray as well.
See, I have all of the Lego sets that I still have. Only two of them are complete, unfortunately, because I started getting into Lego before I realized that you should probably keep all the pieces together if you wanted to play with it. So I have Obi-Wan Kenobi's Delta 7 Aether Sprite Starfighter from Attack of the Clones.
And that one comes with the hyperdrive ring, I think?
That one did not have a hyperdrive ring, unfortunately.
Oh wait, was this the Delta Fighter?
Yeah, it was the one that looks like an arrowhead.
Yes, I remember
so
that.
So I have the Starship.
With R4.
Yes.
Yes,
I have
okay.
Pieces of the Starfighter, I should say. That was the one that I kind of disassembled and
just
got
lost
into all of the rest of my Lego collection. But the other two sets that I still have are the original version of Boba Fett's Slave One.
Ooh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I wanted that one.
So it's almost complete as far as like all of the I still have all the pieces. So the only thing I'm missing right now is like somebody's blaster.
Well, that's easy enough to like fake, I guess.
True.
Or easy enough to replace too. You just get another set where they always have an extra blaster.
Yeah. And I think I mentioned this actually in our very first episode of Napcast, but I also have Darth Maul's Sith Infiltrator from The Phantom Menace.
That's a cool ship. And that comes with Darth Maul, which is
it
a
does.
Cool minifigure.
It came with Darth Maul, three little like probes that he uses to look around
and
Tatooine.
His little speeder bike.
And
too.
It comes with his little speeder bike.
That's cool. I want that set. that was one of my favorite sets to look at.
That one's also still at my house, unfortunately.
Like, you know those catalogs that we would get? Like, that was one of my favorite ones to look at. And that was back before I even knew the Star Wars story. I had no idea. But I saw that ship. I was like, that's a cool ship. I want that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we're running out of time for this episode, so I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here.
Yep.
Once again, my voice is kind of tired, so it'll be a little bit lower. So we'll go with a nice low note. How about we go with G-sharp? How's that for a fun note? And we're going to do that, and I'll sing the low tonic note. What note do you want to sing?
I'll do middle C as the third.
Middle C? So you're going to be up an entire, like, tenth or whatever it is?
Yeah.
So I'm going to sing the... G sharp, or well, we'll go A flat to make it more to match up with middle C rather than having to do a B sharp, which is I like B sharp a little better sometimes.
It's still a weird name.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna see if we can sing goodbye in key to wrap up this episode.
All right, here we go.
Goodbye.